40 years ago, my old journalism prof used to tell me, get it a coin, but first, get it right. He was talking about getting a story. To his mind, accuracy was nothing less than the ethical bond that holds journalism and the public together. And he was right. So as I visit you each week as a JPR regular, I'll not forget those words. 20 years ago, my kids went to high school in Washington with the daughter of William Safire, a conservative columnist for the New York Times. Later, Safire and I would become acquainted, even though, ideologically, we were about as close as the North and South Poles. Yet, I always liked the man's definition of political commentary, namely, to bring out facts that the policymakers do not know, do not want to know, or do not want the public to know they know. This will also be my MO here each week. My beat will be as diverse as the paths I've traveled. Salmon, steelhead, and the ecosystems that support them. Arms control and terrorism. Civil liberties. The media. Political leadership. And Oregon's traditional quality of life. And the steady encroachment upon it by people who don't know our legacy or don't care. When you work in the nation's capital, you learn a lot about power and its uses, about courage and cowardice, and about reality and illusion. These were valuable lessons to me in their time. But Oregon teaches its own lessons. Here you can stand in waders in a clear mountain stream and watch trout as they rise all the way up from the riverbed to take an artificial fly, where the ocean beaches belong to each one of us, where you can still find virgin forests so dense you lose yourself in their ear-splitting silence. A place like this teaches humility in the face of millions of years of evolution. In turn, you come to respect the diversity of people who've chosen to live here. Not all of them, but most of them. So here I am then, a retiree from politics, but one who watches public issues with an eye that can spot most of the tricks of the trade and still see political virtue. Because my retirement is permanent, you'll get no self-promotion here. I've taken those 12 steps, and I'm completely recovered. My sole role now is not to produce votes or even agreement. I'll just settle for thought. In turn, I know you'll be generous with your criticism. Good. This is the state of Jefferson, after all. And as Winston Churchill once said, if people always agree with each other, someone isn't thinking. Thanks for joining the launch. I hope you'll enjoy the ride. This is Les O'Coin.